I'm happy now to welcome to the program Houston Johansson. He is running for City Council in District 1. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me on, Mary.
So you are the youngest candidate running, and you have a lot of ideas about how to help the younger people in Santa Fe, people who are facing, as we all know, pretty severe economic conditions. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, first I want to say I don't know that these economic problems are unique to young people. Certainly young people are getting hit hard, but across the board, going door to door, you know, if you're in your 40s, 50s, if you're a family, everybody's having a hard time right now across the board. So I think that my ideas about diversifying the economy really will help not just the young people, but everyone in our town. And I do think that it is vitally important that we do diversify our economy. You know, I don't ever want to impact tourism in a negative way. It's a vital part of our economy. I'm glad it's here. But it can't be the only thing we have. Going through this downturn, we've seen that it's not enough. It's not enough to give people the long-term opportunity to be able to live here and build, you know, really quality lives. Too many people are moving away. Too many young people can't move back if they want to. So we need to move forward. And I think that this town, being as smart and creative as it is, really can do that and really lead on issues like sustainable energy. You know, I'm really happy with what the city's done with solar thus far, but it's not enough. You know, we need to, you know, work with our state reps to get some of the regulations that are holding us back out of the way. We need to work with our county partners to get some better financing options set up so that homeowners can borrow money to get the solar installations they need. We need to continue to work with HomeWise to accelerate their programs and their lending programs, which are fantastic, but they need to be expanded. We need to consider some large-scale deployments around town so that we can continue to reduce our use of coal.
What do you mean by large-scale deployments?
Well, I would love for us to, you know, consider putting up, a large solar array, say, up at the reservoir. And this was an idea suggested to me because, A, there's no one up there to complain, right? And that's sometimes a concern because your neighbors may not love the sight of solar panels or a wind turbine. And, B, if you put them over the reservoir, you would reduce evaporation, which would help us solve our water issue. I mean, it wouldn't fix it, but it would help us, you know, take a step in that direction. That's something that will cost a bit of money, so it probably won't happen today, but I would love for us to really consider things like that.
It's interesting that you're talking about that because I've been thinking a lot about municipal scale solar projects, municipal scale renewable energy projects, because everybody seems to always talk about either putting a panel on your house or having a gigantic utility, but nothing in between. And it seems like those in-between things are very practical.
Yeah, the homeowner is a great start, but if we're really going to do this in the long run, really have a lot of jobs created around it and have a real sustainable industry around it, we're going to need sort of that medium scale stuff that Santa Fe could really do. So things like the reservoir, you know, I'd even like to look at the old landfill potentially as a site we could put these things. And again, these will cost some capital outlay, so we're going to have to, you know, discuss with the community at what point we're willing to make those investments. But I think we need to do so.
And what is our return on that in the future?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, certainly that's the other part of the component. You know, we'll have to, in that discussion, we'll have to talk about, okay, yes, it costs us this much today, but as a community, we'll save this much in the long run. And we need to talk about it even broader than that. I mean, the health effects of coal energy are terrible. I mean, you want to talk about something that's driving up healthcare costs, which affects all of us, that's a key driver of things like asthma, cancer, all kinds of things. If we reduce our coal use, we'll reduce our healthcare costs, and that's sort of an indirect benefit of doing these types of things.
So renewable energy is one way of diversifying the economy and something that is perhaps medium to long term. What else?
Well, the other major thing that we need to be doing is we really need to overhaul our communications infrastructure. You know, if we're going to attract, you know, Santa Fe's never going to have, say, a big auto factory outside of it, nor would I want that. But we can have things like small engineering firms, small software firms, the film industry, which is, you know, slowly growing here, marketing firms. We can have these things here, but they're only going to work if they can plug in to the rest of the globe in a really effective way. My stepfather, he's a software engineer. He constantly complains that he's slowed down in his day because he can't move data out of here quick enough. That hurts his bottom line. We as a community really need to step up to the plate, I think, over the next 5 to 10 years and really invest in a very high speed, a very reliable, very cost-effective broadband system so that these smaller firms and these medium firms can either be created here or move here and really have a competitive edge. I know a lot of people who would really, you know, they would suck up some of the other costs of doing business here if they knew they had this kind of, you know, reliable internet and very high-speed internet.
And so that's a kind of clean industry with also something that I think is very important to talk about, which is better paying jobs and also longer term jobs.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, not only is, you know, building it, of course, is, and this is true with solar energy too, the initial building of these things will create jobs immediately that will be good paying, but then it sets up the framework for these longer term, better paying jobs where, again, young people could come back and have an actual opportunity to build a life. Working families could choose to not have to work three jobs in the service sector. They could get a job at an engineering firm. They could get a job at a social media firm. And again, because they would have this backbone of high-speed communication, they could plug into the global marketplace really efficiently. And it also has other benefits. If we wanted to do a true smart grid here, you would need that kind of data throughput to make that happen.
What's a smart grid?
Smart grid is where you use digital technology to monitor the grid in real time and then move energy around it in very effective ways or efficient ways. And it also allows you to do all kinds of interesting like pricing and stuff, so you can see exactly when, you know, you have an uptick in use, exactly when you have a downtick in use, where you have those things. And you can move energy much more quickly and efficiently that way. It also lets you discover problems quicker. You know, you'll discover that, you know, electrical box, whatever, has gone down very quickly if you're plugged into this digital grid that's giving you constant data back.
We're talking to Houston Johansson, candidate for city councilor. What have you seen and heard from the people? I mean, you've been going door to door all over the district.
Yeah, you know, it's I'll tell you, going door to door has really reaffirmed my belief that we do need this diversified economy. I started out with that belief. And then I've gone door to door, and I hear, you know, people don't necessarily put it that way. They don't say, yeah, we need to diversify the economy. They talk about that they're struggling on their mortgage payments. They talk that their kids can't come back here. They talk that they're worried they're going to have to move away. They're worried that their business is going to close. And when you start to hear these things and you put the piece together, you're like, oh, I see what the problem is. We do not have a strong enough economy that can weather certain economic storms and provide a broader base of opportunity. So I think my message is right on in that sense. I mean, people have been very receptive to it. And then when I talk about how I want to preserve our historical districts, preserve our tourism industry, not threaten those, but augment them, people are very receptive to that.
The role of public education is kind of more a state thing, but everybody complains about how poor the educational system is, with the exception of some stellar public schools. What do you see the city's role, if any, in public education?
Well, it's true. It's a tough issue because obviously city council can't directly vote on what the public schools do. But there is a very important role for city council. Part of it is maintaining a positive, strong relationship with the school board so that we can be aware of their needs and help and assist in any way we can. Part of it's making sure we have good relationships with our state representatives so that we can go to the roundhouse with them and fight for a strong public education system. But beyond that, I think the city really can take a proactive role in providing education beyond the classroom. I'm a strong believer that you learn a lot outside of a classroom. I've certainly benefited from that over the years. The coffee shop I had on 2nd Street did a lot of that, teaching kids about, you know, business from an inside or an out-of-classroom perspective. So the city should really be focused on that. And I would love to see, this would be very cool to me, if we actually could create sort of an overarching mentorship program here in Stanford, where we take professionals, you know, in the art world, in the marketing world, in the tourist industry, in the restaurant industry, you know, in the software industry. We take those successful adults who already know what to do and partner them with high school kids and even some of our college kids so that they can get some of those other skills and they can build a real relationship with the community. I think often, especially at our colleges, kids leave because they have no affinity for the rest of the town. Boy, what a great opportunity to show them how great Santa Fe is and what a great future they could have here if they were partnered with these adults doing these really cool things.
And then adults would also have the opportunity to have future employees, perhaps.
Absolutely. It would give them a chance to see prospective employees and prospective interns. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of people around town in different fields, and I get the sense that there's a lot of excitement about the prospect of, you know, if I'm an older businessman, helping to mentor some young person through their process. So I think the community would be very receptive to this, and I think it could give us a lot of, you know, additional educational support outside the classroom.
You are running against Councillor Patty Boucher, who has who's a fixture really here. Why are you running against? How do you see the differences between the two of you? What do you bring that she might not?
Well, I see two big differences, and you know, of course, I do respect her for 18 years of service. That's a tough job. But, you know, the first difference is, you know, being my age and coming from where I am. In my 20s, I'm completely unencumbered. I have no pre-existing allegiances. I owe no one anything. I'm completely beholden to you, the taxpayer, if I win. And as such, I'm able to entertain and listen to and work with a whole set of new ideas that may not have been on the table before. And in these dynamic times, that's very important. I'm also very interested in listening because, again, being my age, I'm very aware I don't know everything, which is A-okay with me. I'm happy to go out and ask people for their input. The other big difference is I think I offer a vision for Santa Fe. I hear the counselor talk a lot about her past accomplishments, and there are many, of course. I hear her talk a lot about the committee she's been on, and that's great. But we need a vision for moving this town forward. If we're going to have a vibrant, thriving community in 10, 15, 20 years, we have to have a vision. And I offer that, one of a diversified, sustainable economy where young people and working families can build a life and where everyone can live a quality life here in Santa Fe.
Houston Johansson is candidate for City Council in District 1. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.